But there's another very important aspect to the curbs and the new regulations which India has put in place, like so many other countries. And that is with regard to international travelers coming into our country. Joining us now, Vinamra Longani. He's an aviation analyst and author. To give us an idea of the potential chaos which we may see in Delhi Airport and in the other big airports, because there are thousands of passengers from at-risk countries, more than 14 nations, who would arrive, and they would all need to get, all passengers would need to get RT-PCR tests and those results before they can even leave the airport. So, Mr. Longani, does India have this sort of infrastructure to deal with the numbers which we'll be seeing from the 1st of December?
So, thank you for having me on the show, Vishnu. Always a pleasure to be on NDTV. Now, I'll start with my example. You know, I got off an Emirates flight a couple of weeks ago when I landed. And at that point in time, if you came from the UAE, you were required to take a test on arrival. Now, this is first-hand experience, got off the plane. There were about 10 desks set up there. I had paid for my test in advance, much like pretty much everybody else on the plane, which is what I was told. This was a full flight which came in from Dubai, and the process took hardly any time. I mean, within a matter of minutes, the testing was done. And the difference being, we could give our swab at that point in time, and we didn't have to wait at the airport. You know, you gave a swab and you got your report over WhatsApp or email a couple of hours later. Now, the real issue in my mind is, even if we can manage, you know, to have enough staff, you know, medical staff and nurses to be able to conduct the tests, the real issue is, how do you socially, physically distance thousands of passengers who just arrived, you know, from Europe or wherever it is at this airport? Now, airports essentially were never sort of, you know, designed to be it wherein, you know, people could be socially distanced. So in my opinion, that is the real issue. I mean, I tweeted about this and I guess you read it too, because you had retweeted it further. There will be about 1,200 passengers who will get off four different flights from Europe within 3 hours of these rules sort of, you know, being applicable. Now, in my mind, socially distancing 1,200 people in the arrival area, which is not set up for something like this, was never designed for something like this, is going to be an issue. So that in my opinion, is going to be the challenge, managing that situation.
You know, you make a very important point, because if I'm just going through the numbers which we managed to get hold of, on the 1st of December, just before the 1st of December at 11:20 p.m., there's a flight from France which comes in, an A350 to Delhi. There's a flight, a Virgin flight, which comes in at 2 a.m. There's an Air India flight which comes in at 3 a.m. So three flights right over there before the next flight, which is a few hours later, right? Quite a few hours later. So it's packed at Delhi Airport, and people are going to be in close proximity to each other, waiting for several hours before their RT-PCR test result comes. That is the biggest problem.
Absolutely. I mean, let me just start off by saying everybody getting in on that Air France flight is going to be lucky, because they get in before midnight. So they don't have to worry about these new guidelines, but because they kick in at 00:00 hours on the 1st of December. So they would be spared this, but everybody else.
Assuming
this
their is flight is on time.
One would really hope that flight's on time, and you know, the authorities, should it be delayed, consider the scheduled arrival time. But coming back to your point, you know, that in my mind is the biggest concern. These people would have been on the flight for 8 or 9 hours. And then, you know, before an international flight anyway, you know, your journey starts way before. You've got to check in a couple of hours before. COVID doesn't make it easy to sort of like, you know, these protocols that have got to be followed. And I mean, I'm sorry to digress, but this is an industry view, you know. I mean, I don't speak for everybody, but as an analyst, over the last 18 months or so, I think the aviation industry has been the hardest hit. And, you know, this industry, be it the airports or the airlines, you know, some of the most stringent sort of COVID protocols, this industry
has
been subjected to.
Perhaps in the present situation, Vinamra, those might be required, but will they be effective enough, I think, is the question. Thank you so much for coming in, sharing those views with us.